USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump is defending his pullout of U.S. troops from Syria after bipartisan criticism. He says it's true that Syria, Turkey, and the Kurds have issues.
Let them work it out. We shouldn't be over there.
But he's facing backlash for abandoning the Kurds who fought Islamic State militants alongside the United States. Turkey considers them terrorists and is now attacking them. The president says they'll be fine.
And I say this with great respect. They're no angels.
The criticism is coming from allies like Senate GOP leader Mitch McConnell.
The Kurds did the heavy lifting here.
And Senator Lindsey Graham, who worries about the U.S. being isolationist.
To those who think the Mideast doesn't matter to America, remember 9/11.
Both parties came together in the House to condemn the president's withdrawal. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
A meeting at the White House appears to have gotten heated, and the discussion was abruptly halted as President Trump backed his decision to withdraw troops from Syria. The top Democrats who met with the president and other Republicans say the meeting ended because of a meltdown.
Right now we have to pray for his health, but this was a very serious meltdown on the part of the president.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said that a meeting between Democratic leaders and the president at the White House ended after the president became angry over a House vote condemning his Syrian withdrawal.
What the president did was dangerous. And again, we have not only troops there, but equipment there and the rest. I don't know if he understood the situation.
But the White House says the president was measured during the meeting, while Pelosi's decision to walk out was baffling, according to a statement. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 22 points, the S&P 500 down 6, and the Nasdaq down 24. You're listening to USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
A well-known TV host talks about Bernie Sanders' new economic plan. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Tim Berg.
A Bernie Sanders presidency could be very bad for billionaires living in the United States. Under Sanders' plan, they would be taxed at a 97.5% tax rate. The current rate under the Trump administration is 23.1%. Former Dirty Jobs host Mike Rowe appears on Fox and Friends to discuss the current economic state in America and Senator Sanders' plan.
Yeah, it's free country, ideas, float them, fly them,
right.
Run them off the old flagpole, see who salutes. Look, in the end, you've got millionaires arguing with millionaires over who hates the millionaires the most.
Right.
And I guess it's a conversation we'll have, but I remember a couple years ago, I took my meager staff over to the Reagan Ranch.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you haven't been, it's
beautiful.
It's terrific. But one of the stories they tell is the time when Ronald Reagan just finally decided he was done doing movies. He was just done because he was paying 92% of every dollar he made mm-hmm. on films. And it was just math. You know, he wasn't done acting. He just looked at it and did some basic calculus and said, not for me anymore. It makes no sense to do this.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Don't forget, you can listen to the news anytime by logging on to usaradio.com.